Last Sunday's message was so rich about the church and what a great place to be, huh? In the body of Christ, in the local church, and talked about His love, God's love for us, and how precious it is to place us together in groups. Well, the scripture for this morning from the calendar is an old scripture, and it says, John 10:7, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." And, you know, I just love the way God gives us little bits of information that just so enrich our reading of the Word. And I've kind of wondered, you know, why did God use that? Why did Jesus use it in His ministry and talk about a shepherd and sheep? Well, because I found out this morning from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, when I looked this verse up, that comparing people to a shepherd and his sheep was common in the Middle East. Kings and priests called themselves shepherds and their subjects sheep. Well, that's interesting to me. So it was common, so no wonder he did it, right? Because I just thought he just kind of picked it out of the air, but no, it was referred to in that way. And then Matthew Henry says about this verse, "Christ is the door, and what greater security has the church of God than that the Lord Jesus is between it and all its enemies? He is a door open for passage and communication. Christ expects the church and every believer to wait on Him and to keep in His pasture." Amen. He doesn't want us outside wandering around or wandering off, but He's the door, and He wants to protect us from the enemies that would snare us and take us away. In the Old Testament, we've been reading about the Amalekites over the last few weeks, and the Amalekites, they stand at the edge, and they take the children of Israel and snatch them away because they aren't close in. So again, that brings us back to the series, kind of. Is it a series, Pastor Kev? A series that you're teaching on the church. And when we're close together, first, when we're close to Jesus, second, when we're close to each other in the body of Christ and in the local church, we're protected and we're covered. And we love that place of security and protection. I do, don't you? Isn't it really, you know, it's really kind of neat. I'm looking at Kay, and I want to run up to Kay and give her a great big hug and just bowl her over. Just love her to pieces. But I don't want to embarrass her. She'll say, "What in the world? You know, who are you? Where are you from? The moon?" She'll look at me and say that. Good gravy, lady. What's with you? Because I have an incredible investment in that lady already. Because her mother is such a talker in this body that we know all about Kay, things that Kay would probably die. But we have so bonded together with you, Kay, in prayer, because of the security of the local body. And when your mom is worried about you and the dangers that you're facing in Africa, listen, she tells us over and over and over about it, which puts us mindful in prayer to be praying for you. So you really are a part of our family, and it's delightful to see you in person. Absolutely delightful, and your children, who we have also prayed for. So the body of Christ, what a neat place to be with a group of people who really care. Do we really care about the village baker, huh? We really care about what's going on in Mike and Molly's life and what they're going through to bring this thing to pass. Impossible, this little, I can hardly wait to go and eat there. Amen. But there's just something about Katie going through her surgery the last couple weeks and knowing that she wasn't here and she wasn't with us because she was home in recovery. Dottie all the time. We're praying for Dottie all the time. And thank God she's still with us. And Marilyn. Anyway, it's just this sense of not only the covering of the good shepherd, the best shepherd, but the covering in the body of Christ and caring for one another. And He is the door. And this is the religion where you can have a personal relationship with the shepherd. Amen. Jesus wants us each to have a personal relationship and communication with Him. And He is the door, and I am so thankful He's the door. Are you thankful, huh?
Yes.
I am so thankful, because you know, that shepherd, that door for the sheepfold, for the body of Christ, He laid down His life for you and I, that we might go in and go out and freely communicate with the Father God. He is our mediator with Father God. So let's stand and let's say this verse together with vigor. John 10:7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I'm glad He is. And I'm glad I've gone through the door, and I'm glad each of you have gone through the door. And we are a part of the body of Christ.
That's right.
And more especially this local church. And I'm excited about it. How
Amen.
About you?
I'm excited too.